So I say that Stajan knows all of his NHL totals. He played his 1,000th game last night. I'll bet you he knows how many career goals he scored, assists, and total points. He might even know penalty minutes. And you say he doesn't know a lick. Doesn't know anything.
Nothing. I would not, if I called in during my playing days, I would not know any of my stats.
Like even that season?
Maybe that season, you're like, if it's good, it's good. And if it's bad, you're like.
If it's brutal, you don't remember.
Mm-mm.
On pace for 12 goals. I don't even know. I haven't looked in quite some time.
Yeah.
On pace for 40? I can give you an update. 1,000 games in the NHL with two teams, both in Canadian markets. We know him as a Maple Leaf here, but if you're a hockey fan, you're aware of what he's been doing in Calgary for a long, long time as well. Our good buddy joining us here on Overdrive, here is Matt Stajan. Stage, congrats, buddy, on 1,000 games.
No, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Kind of unbelievable, to tell you the truth, but yeah, it's a pretty proud moment for me and my family, so thanks. Thanks for always supporting me, having my back, and I guess having my back.
What was it like skating around a warm-up, Chewy? Was it just you nervous, or is it like, you know, all like, did you have a bunch of people there? What was the like the prep for the game like?
It was a big game for us, but we've kind of been struggling here, and the last week's kind of, our season's going sideways, but it was just getting myself ready. The good boys did a bit of a tribute to me. Everybody went no bucket warm up for me, and that was nice to see. You know, because we're a team that is forced to wear our helmets most warm ups, so that was nice. The guys did that, and you know, we're trying to get a rally going. You know, at this point, you're just trying to get something going with your team. So that was the focus, but it was just another game. You know, to tell you the truth, with some family members here, but you know, when I look back, it's pretty special for sure.
You know, Matt, it was pretty interesting to watch some of the opponents on the Washington Capitals during the warm-up acknowledge this, and you know, the respect you have around the league. You know, you've earned that, obviously, but you know, how does that make you feel? And I know the answer, but just hearing you talk about it is, I think, interesting.
Yeah, I think as a player, when you leave the game, obviously you want two things. One is the Stanley Cup, which unfortunately hasn't come close for me. But you know, the other is you want to leave a good impression on the players you play with, your teammates, and players throughout the league. You know, and you know, that's something I pride myself on. You know, trying to be a good person, but all you can do is be yourself, and you know, you can't fake that. And you know, so it's just kind of been going about my business through my career and having fun and getting to know everybody. And you know, before you know it, you're where you are. And you know, I'm pretty proud to say that I've been able to become the player and more important the person I have become.
With Matt Stajan from the Calgary Flames, who played in his 1,000th NHL game last night. So O and I were debating about this earlier. I think you're a stat guy. I think you know all your stats, your career stats. I'll bet you were on HockeyDB either before the game or after the game. And O thinks you'll be completely ignorant to this. Do you know how many career goals, assists, and points you have?
I don't score as much these last few years, so it's easier to keep track. But you know, to tell you the truth, penalty minutes, I have no clue. Points, I know I hit 400 last year, and so I'm just probably around 410, 412. And then goals, I know I was close to 150. I'm just under 150, and Old Dog reminded me that I was on pace for 1.2 goals after the first half of the season this year. So not much is added to that. But I'm more about, you know, as you get older, you're just trying to win games and do what you can in the dressing room, and especially when you're the guy not playing on the power play. So, but you know, to be honest, I have an idea of what my stats are around. Do I know it to a T? No, but you know, takes one look and then you know. So Old Dog scored so many points. Hey, Old Dog, you didn't know your stats. You're just you know, an elite player, so I couldn't imagine you could keep track of your stats.
Dude, I don't even know mine. I think I have like 496 points.
I think you got more than that, don't you?
Yeah, I do. No, that's it. 496. You're not that bad, Chewy. You only got 96.
You got 412. You're at 412 points and 146 goals.
The last little bit, my role's changed quite a bit. But
yeah, you're a plumber now.
whatever you got to do to stay in the league, right?
I get it, buddy. Pays the same, pal.
You talk about that, though, and all kidding aside. But what's been interesting to me, Matt, is over the course of the season, it seems to me that you've become more offensive and got more chances as the season has progressed. Did you find yourself maybe trying to fall in and just saying, okay, I'm going to make sure I'm going to do, the proverbial little things, and then now you realize, hey, wait a sec, I can still do some of these other things? Because that's what it appears like to me.
Yeah, you know what? The start of the season was a big struggle for me personally. I was in and out of the lineup. We had a lot of moving parts, and it was when you're a bottom six guy, and our bottom six was struggling at the start of the year. I was coming out of the lineup, so it's hard to get into a groove, offensively. And you're only playing 10 to 12 minutes a night. Two of those minutes are penalty kill, and I know my job. A lot of my assignments are D zone starts and stuff like that. So I've just always tried to embrace my role, especially the last 4 or 5 years of my career, knowing that I'm not going to see the power play time, but you're still out there trying to produce, and you're not going out there just to play defense. When there's an opportunity there, you go after it. But for sure, I've sided on the side of defense when there's certain situations, just because that's my role. But as the season's going on, it's just doing the little things. I know it's cliche-ish, but that's what you do. And being an older guy on the team, you want to be a good example, because at this time of year, that's what it takes to win. And so you're trying to do the right things. And fortunately, as a team, we just kind of fell apart here the last few weeks, which really sucks, for us. But that's it's a good lesson. Like, we played a team yesterday that they got a goal in the first period, and they sat back to us, and they were just worried about getting their 2 points. They didn't care about anything else, and then they snuffed us right out. And at this time of year, that's what you got to do to win. And as I've gone to learn in my career, it's just about winning games and doing whatever it takes. And sometimes when you're younger, you don't realize that until it's too late.
With Matt Stajan from the Calgary Flames playing in his 1,000th game last night. And you've been a long time Flame, but you're a long time Leaf. Let's get to some Leaf questions here. A lot of people here in Toronto tuning in, and we talk about Pat Quinn a lot. And oh, you've got some great Pat Quinn stories. Be honest with us. How scared of Pat Quinn were you when you first came up?
He was always really, really good to me. He was like my third grandfather. he was that kind of figure to me. Like, the few times that he kind of just let the guys kind of convene themselves. Our dressing room was run by the veterans, and but every time I talked to him, he was really good. But he I'm sure old dogs said all his stories, but I have nothing bad to say about Pat. He was he's just like a solid man, and he gave me my start in the league, and I feel that he had a little bit of a soft spot for me, which I appreciated, and I'm so happy I had a chance to play for him.
You don't have any classic Pat Quinn one-liners?
You probably said them all, because you probably talk about it all the time. I don't know if I can say a few on the air, but you know what it's like. If we were terrible through the neutral zone, he'd be calling us out, saying we're like Swiss cheese, and it just stuff like that. He had some great one-liners, and the boys loved it. So
O was talking yesterday about being out in Toronto with Matt Sundin. You've played with a lot of guys throughout your career. Has anyone picked up a bill the way Sundin did?
We had some generous guys on our team. I think Caber was really generous. O-Dog, I don't know, did you buy some tabs? You were pretty generous. O-Dog was great. He always bought me lunch, down at Sloppy Joe's there. I forget what the place is called.
That's pregame.
By Lakeshore. Salad and chicken, right, buddy?
Yeah. Most guys are really generous. But Matt's is always the next level. The team parties he threw, I've seen nothing like it in my career. So we were lucky to have him. He's one of the best captains you can ask for, you know, both at the rink and away from the rink. So, and I even went after his luck with my hairdo. So it was great to, to do that.
Yeah, we like it, man. I loved it. No buckets of warm up. You had the full Sundin Messier going last night. I mean, you support it. You have to, right? I guess you've taken it down to the woodshed for a couple of years now.
Yeah, I got no choice. You know, I actually went right down to the, not right down the wood, but I pretty much shaved my head right after I left Toronto. And I kind of wish I did it a little earlier, but, you know, we all hang on, eh? When you always hang on a couple years too long, but, you know, that's just life.
With Matt Stajan, all right, we'll get you out of here on this. The most important question for me, once you finally hang him up, and who knows when that's going to be, and you come back to the Toronto area, will we spot you at the ACC in a Maple Leafs alumni jacket?
Wow. Someone posted that on the start of the year. I saw Tux or you know, someone posted where you guys get in those. Did you get one, O-Dog?
Yeah. Don't you think that would be cool to have? Like, I love mine. Yeah. I want to wear it to weddings and stuff.
So I texted them. I was like, am I going to be able to get one of those? You know, for sure I'll sport that. The, you know, the two cities I've played in, you know, we love Calgary. You know, this is our home now. I have nothing but good things to say about Calgary, and we love it here. And the Flames organization is unbelievable. But, you know, the Toronto Maple Leafs is a team I grew up watching, and, you know, I was a huge fan. So having a chance to play in that organization with the history and everything, you know, that's it's so special to me and even my family. And I enjoyed every minute there and, you know, played with a lot of great teammates. You know, obviously you always wish you could, you know, win and you know, have that memory. But I couldn't complain about the way my career's gone, and you know, I'm very fortunate.
Well, O won't bring me up to the alumni box anymore, so you gotta bring me next time you're in town. Make sure you let me know when you're back home, and I'll sneak in with you.
Well, we can go like to the Mississauga Senators' own alumni box, the Hershey Center there.
Right.
Easy.
Yeah, they love us down there. I'd actually be kind of on equal footing with Stage around those parts. Maybe not quite, but...
Matt, did you hear about the Brian Hayes night in Barrie this year?
That's right, buddy.
I saw it on social media. You know, you've come a long way, Hazy. You know, you were the guy in minor hockey that played both forward and D because no one knew where to play you. You were just going to have the extra. So,
you know, that means you're crap.
Pretty, yeah, 13 forward and 7 D on a team with only two lines and 4 D wasn't good.
But you had a pretty good career. You know, you made it to the O. Not many guys even made it to the O that we played with.
That's
so.
Right, buddy.
Chewy, he had 1 point in the O. That's not a good career.
Yeah, I made it.
But you know what? You have one of the best talk shows on the radio now, so it all comes full circle, buddy.
Thanks, man. We appreciate it.
Congrats, Maddie. Congrats on the 1,000 games.
Right, congrats, buddy.
Congratulations.
Great stuff, man.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, Stage. There he is. Matt Stage in 1,000 games. One of my original teammates when we were kids.
He just said you had a good career.
I had a great career. I had a good minor hockey career.
You had 1 point in the O. It's great you made it to the O, but you had 1 point.
Okay. Well, dude, he's played 1,000 games. How many did you play?
In the show?
Yeah.
820. More than you.
Okay, but still, he's got you by 180.
Now check the point totals. You tell me what's better.
I'm pretty sure you had more points.
I know.
Is he at 496?
He's at 412.
No, but I think you had more than that. I thought you had 500.
No, I didn't. I didn't get to 500. 500.
Dude, I thought you had 400 goals. No. Or was that Ray?
252. Ray had 408.
I had 496 points. That's it.
Yeah, 496, 237 goals you had. So you beat him, but he's still playing, so who knows? He might catch you.
Oh, really? He's got 5 this year.
Yeah.
Is he going to rip home 87 next year?
I don't think Matt's catching.
He may not catch.
And that's not a knock on Matt, but, like, you know.
It's not happening.